Blog Talk Radio. awaken my soul, come into the light, awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright, awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
welcome to another session of the Healing Fountain Show. Today we have a wonderful guest. We have Jean Marie as our very special guest, and she chose a beautiful topic, a healing state of being. Jean Marie is a director of Heaven Blessed Life Center at www.heavenblessedlifecenter.com. And today's discussion is about a healing state of being, and she will outline how to find your power center and discuss how you are undivided wholeness and implicate order, which is perfect harmony. You are a power source. You are whole. You are complete, and you are a powerful energy force. And she says that healing is not something that happens to you. It is a harmonized state of being. So I'm so looking forward to that. And we're going to bring Gary on right now, over from there in the United States. Are you there, Gary?
I am here. Hello, Jen. And hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. We are glad you are here. And I'm glad I'm here.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm here.
How are you?
I think I'm here. I'm all right, thanks. As all right as I can be in my state of mental health, which is I visit planet Earth occasionally, you know. So, but there's been so much going on planet Earth. And in fact, there's been another
earthquake, a 6.6 on the Richter scale earthquake in Japan today. But the essence of these times is to find a new reality, as the old reality we've had is shifting, so we need to be aligned with the new dawn that is coming. So it's not really what's happening on the outside, it's about what is happening inside you that counts. Because all this is happening for a reason, and there are no coincidences. But this is a cycle, and a cycle has a beginning and an end. And we're leaving behind a paradigm of limitations, suffering, lack and uncertainty, and entering into a reality of certainty, joy and fun. And so, you know, we should all be just enjoying what we can. In fact, there's an old saying, enjoy what we can, endure what we must. Have you heard that one, Gary?
I have, yes. And endings are always beginnings, you know. So whatever comes to an end is always just a beginning of something else, you know. So
right.
If the end of everything, if there's such a thing as the end of everything, then all that is the beginning of everything else. You know? And everybody knows the end of. And everybody knows the end of an egg is the beginning of a chicken. So.
Oh, yes, but which came first, Gary? I'm still trying to figure that one out.
Well, I don't know. This is a family show, and I don't want to go there. So.
Oh. Well, if you know, please tell me.
I'll tell you off air.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, do you know? Oh, dear.
We do have a great show. Lined up, and I'm glad everyone is here as you come filing in. Welcome, and welcome also to Heaven Blessed. And this is an exciting show.
Yeah, and she's chosen a beautiful song to open up with. It's called The Enlightened Time. It's by Gina Masane.
Yeah.
Smashing Alien, Lightning Times. Very appropriate song. Because we're all living in the Lightning Times. Right. Are you there, Gary?
Yeah, it's a good song. Right. Yes, I'm here. That stirs the blood.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that because it's slightly Indian-y. In fact, she sounds Indian, doesn't she? Mashane, her last
name.
Yeah, that is
Indian. Yeah, she is Indian.
Yeah.
It's a good tribal. Singer. Let's get tribal.
Very tribal. Yeah. So, we're going to be bringing our special guest on very shortly. And we've got Pure Wind Song, alias Marika, in the chat room. Well, we did have.
Yes, she is.
Still there. Yeah? Yeah. Oh, great. Okay, then. So, we'll get everyone to get the link. Have you got the link there, please, Gary?
I have the link.
In the chat room. That'd be great.
I just happen to have it right here, and I put it in the chat room. There it is.
Thank you.
And get everyone to click the link and pull up the player. And when you've done that, pause the player and set it at zero and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send a heart up in the chat that lets us know you are ready.
Well, I'm going to put my heart up there.
I need to do mine. Hold on.
Yeah, it's usually on my sleeve, but now it's in the chat room.
The heart will be your ticket. For the rest of it. There's my ticket right there.
Okay, but we're not going to play the video right this minute. So when you pull the player up, just pause it, because we're going to bring our very special guest on, Heaven Blessed, Jean Marie, from heavenblessedlifecenter.com. And she specializes in helping young children. In fact, I tried to join her website, Gary, and it's for under 25-year-olds. Can you believe that? The Earth Angels. So I couldn't join. So if there's any young people listening in who'd like to join Earth Angels, it's at heavenblessedlifecenter.com. And it's an absolutely beautiful website with all sorts of information on it. And as I said, it's especially for young people who are trying to find their way and wondering what's going on with them.
And there's a link to the website in the chat room.
Yep, www.heavenblessedlifecenter.com. And there you'll meet.
So let's bring her on. Jean Marie, are you there?
Yeah.
Can you
hear? I'm here. Hi, everyone.
Welcome to the show. Hiya.
Thank you so much. I'm just happy to be here. And I'm glad to see a lot of the names on here, people that I know, and hopefully we'll do a beautiful healing session today.
Good. Of course we will. We always do. But also, are you going to tell us a little bit about your website and helping the young children? You've been a light worker for quite a few years, haven't you? Do you want to tell us a bit about that? Yeah.
Sure. I've been interested in the healings for probably 28, 30 years. Did go off into the corporate world and started doing a lot of mundane day-to-day work, but always kept this on the side. And now it's become a full-time occupation, and I love it, and I can't believe the things that are opening up and the people that we're meeting and the eyes and hearts that are opening. So the website, basically, I'm very interested in bringing in the new children and having a space for them where they can be start opening up to the new energies that are coming through and start taking over the world and making it a positive, beautiful place.
And
the kids that are coming, go ahead.
No, I was just going to mention about your new radio show that you're going to be doing with Tiffany, is it? And she's 15, is she, Tiffany, did you say?
Yes, she is. And she has mentored numerous children from the website. And basically, we've been on several radio shows together. And they've had schools that have sat in and teachers. And the station, the owner of the station, was very impressed with her and offered her her own show and her own producer. And that starts May 7th, and it's called the Star Child Network. And there's it's that's going to be unlimited for the children. I'd like to see them each, you know, take ownership of it and see the empowerment as it grows through each one of the children on there. So I'm very, very pleased with that. And she is a very wise old soul at 15. So she's very excited about doing that.
Mm.
So it'll be a nice extension of what we try to offer from our site. So I'm very pleased with that. And as we kind of move into trying to open up the hearts of the young people and young adults, I'm finding that a lot of the, I'm not going to say the word older, but a lot of the more mature people are having a harder time than the children are, just because they have been so involved in the five senses and the mind and ego state that they've kind of lost their heart and they've lost their center. So I'm finding a lot of adults coming back and trying to get their heart center opened up as well. And that kind of leads us into the healing state of being as too. Basically what we're trying to show them is basically not what being chronically ill is, but how to be chronically healthy. So what
I love that. Chronically well.
Yeah.
Yes, we want to be chronically healthy.
I'm going to call in well to work today. I'm too well to go to work. You know.
That was a good trash.
I like that.
Yeah, brilliant. And you're saying that healing is not something that happens to you. It's a harmonized state of being.
I think what I would like to get across, I had some bullets outlined, but as I'm sitting here, I'm getting the sense that I'm going to go in a different direction, so I may stumble over some words, but I want to get away from my bullets that I had down on a sheet of paper and just kind of say that healing is not a noun. It is not something that happens to you. It's not passive. It's a verb. It's an action. It's a state of being. And I think that as people start, what I would like people to do, and you can't, but what I would like to do is take away their five senses and have them move inward and start going back to their heart center. And they're going to find that they are undivided wholeness and they're in perfect order, which in other words means harmony. They are in perfect harmony. You don't need to run around on the street or running around looking to other people for answers and for them to make you better. When we say that you are undivided wholeness and you're complete, that means everything that you need, everything that exists is in you. So there is nothing on the outside that is not inside of you, and you need no outside intervention. You are a powerful energy source. So to have a perfect healing state of being, you need to be centered in your heart. Disease happens to you when you're not living through your heart and you're not at ease. So if you continue to work through just your mind alone and allow your energies to become blocked with fear or guilt, you're in essence starving yourself. By not feeding from the abundance of, you know, the flowing energy, you'll first feel it on the emotional level in the lower three chakras. And these emotions communicate to your consciousness in the upper three chakras that something's not quite right. Once your heart reconciles and merges these emotions and thoughts together, it manifests in your physical world. And this shows up in your body, you know, your relationships, your finances, your world as a whole. So we're going to be doing a little meditation exercise in a little while. And I'm hoping that that is something that people can take with them and do whenever they feel the need. And it is actually a state that you probably would want to be living from on a day-to-day basis. So what I would like to basically convey before we move through the songs and the healing exercises here is just that you need to return to a healthy state of being A healthy state of being is constantly in motion. It's an unobstructed flow of energy. The obstructions occur when we do one of basically four different things. One is to try and be wholly conscious through our ego state or our mind. Another is to allow guilt or fear or anger, hatred, greed to cloud our heart or to veil our heart. And the energy can't flow through, and you're not seeing the light coming through. Another thing that a lot of people do is close down their heart because they've been hurt instead of loving freely and openly. And the last thing that's an obstruction is when people try to be something they're not on the outside. They feel like they're acting, they're pretending, they're not showing people, they're afraid to show people their true self. And their true self is inside screaming. And on the outside, they're going by these rules and what looks right and what they think other people are expecting them to say and do and how to act. And that definitely puts you out of ease and puts you into a diseased state. So these blocked energies actually reside in our chakras, and that's where disease state is communicated to the body. I can give a few examples, you know, just from... like the root chakra, which is where your sense of survival is. You can have problems with leukemia or bladder infections. In the spleen chakra area, you've got a sense of freedom and desires. And when that's out of order, you can have eating disorders, you can have allergies, you can have asthma. The solar plex area is a sense of purpose. And that can affect your liver, and that's where addictions are formed and diabetes. In your heart center, that's a sense of balance and love. And that's where high blood pressure can originate from, issues with cell growth, the immune system, muscle tension. And then the throat area is your sense of expansion or your creative expression. So... you can actually have issues come up with obstructions from PMS, speech disorder, hormonal issues, flu or fever. And then the last one is your brow, which is your sense of intentions, your consciousness. And if the energies are blocked from one of those four obstructions that we just talked about, you can have earaches, you can have blindness, you can have sleep disorders. So I think what people need to do and really focus on a day-to-day basis is, where is your heart focused? What's your current state of being? And how can you achieve harmony mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically? I think that people need to wake up and reclaim their unlimited potential and power that they have in their own heart. So when I say that... that people should strive to be chronically healthy, when you're working through your heart, which will kind of go through, like I said, on the meditation exercise, but what you want to do is you want to claim that power, which is your power, and you want to claim it without apologizing. A lot of people are afraid to claim their power, and because they'll be different from other people. And how do they explain that? And then the guilt comes in or the fear comes in. And I think that as we move through the new energies that will be coming up, that this is going to become more and more important, that they find themselves and they find their center. So I think go ahead.
No, everything that you're saying is so true. And I think most of us can identify with parts of that, you know?
Well, I think that what happens is if you're moving down into your heart and you're moving away from your ego and your mind and your five senses will lie to you. They're misconstrued. And as the five senses bring information in, they're actually filtering it through past experiences and teachings that you've gotten from the time you were born up until whatever age you are. So they're not... truly giving you a picture of the potential that you have available. So as you move out of the ego state and move into your heart, the power that comes through is because it's truth, because it's wisdom, because it's love-based. And when we're dealing through our mind and our ego state, we can live in a state where we're living through a guilt-based state of being or a fear-based state of being. And what I'm hoping to do with a lot of the people that we work with is kind of zero in on them and let them find their inner power and become empowered versus them having to always feel like they have to run to someone else or get confirmation from someone else. You know, am I getting healthy? I don't know. I'm going to go ask Sue if I'm getting healthy. I need confirmation. The confirmation is all inside of you.
Yeah, I mean,
and the power
so many,
is within everyone.
Yeah, but there are so many people who are stuck in their head chakra and, you know, trying to analyze everything rather than feeling it with their heart. And I think, you know, it's like a sixth sense that we should be using rather than the five senses. And it's a sense that we've been cultured into not using. And it's only just really coming to light again, isn't it? And people opening up their pineal gland and, you know, stop having fluoride in your toothpaste and in your water because that blocks all the little receptors in the pineal gland. You know, and it's only really now that people are getting educated to find out all these things that have been happening to them over the generations that we knew nothing about.
Well, I think it's just like that Einstein saying, you know, the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. And I think a lot of people are realizing what they're doing and their world isn't working. And as these energies accelerate on the planet and they're going faster and faster, there are more and more people going on to, you know, some form of medication, whether antidepressant or Valium, or because they cannot keep up with the energies and what they were doing in the past is no longer working. And I think that at some point your fingers are, you know, you're in the river and the river's pulling you along and you're clinging to this rock and the rock is, you know, the water's throwing you back and forth and back and forth. And there's a point that you reach where you go, maybe, you know, it would be better. Maybe I'll have better luck if I just let go and go with the flow. And I think a lot of people are starting to feel that and to reach that.
Yeah, and
so,
that's one of
and
the
letting go.
Thing. Yeah, letting go is one of the hardest things, isn't it, for people to do?
Yes. But once you let go, I mean, for the first couple seconds, you may be tossed around a little bit. But once you go with the flow, it carries you without you having to exert any external energy. And part of that is being balanced. And being balanced means to find your center and to live from the center on a day-to-day basis. You know, sit down and do a meditation for 10, 15 minutes and then get up and go back to the way you were existing before you sat down and did the meditation for the other 23 hours and, you know, 45 minutes. What's going to happen? You know, if you're living from that state, that's the state that is going to form the world around you.
Yeah, because we're creating our own reality all the time, aren't we?
Right,
by
drive
our actions.
Words.
Yeah,
yes.
By what we say
yes.
And what we do, we're creating our reality around us, and we're attracting what we put out.
Yes, and I think part of this video that we're going to watch, what I would like is to for people to actually see the radiating energy that's coming, the images, and picture that is them. You know, put that radiating energy coming off of you so that you can actually start to feel your power without apologizing for your power and without feeling like if you show others around you daily your true inner self that they're going to reject you. There's a lot of fear and there's a lot of guilt that is layered on top of most people. That seems to be the two big ones.
Yeah, you just simply let go. Let go and go with the flow.
Unfortunately, our radio listeners won't be able to see the video, but they'll be able to hear the music because we do have the soundtrack. When we've clicked on the link, I'll press play. And so, you know, just close your eyes if you're listening to the music and just imagine rays of healing radiating towards you.
Yes.
Visualize it. Yes. Okay, then. Well, unless you want to say anything else, Jean Marie, we'll get straight on with that. Or have you anything else you'd like to add?
I'm good.
Okay.
You're good. No, you know me. You're more than good. You're brilliant.
I love you. I love your laugh.
Thanks. Okay, then. So shall we do the countdown? Are you counting down or shall I, Gary?
I think you should do it, Jen. You have that inimitable fashion that you do that.
Well, I don't do it as well as Marika, but here we go. Okay, so click on your link. Have you put the link back in, Gary? Because I'm over on the switchboard now. I'm not in the chat.
I did. I put another link in the chat room for those of you who showed up late.
Okay,
and, then. We're ready.
I'll count you down then. So it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play.
Beckon sie, Beckon sie, Beckon sie, Ratsa Samut Gattesuha.
Right now it's time for our candle ceremony. And here's where we all light our candles together to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And also because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are as usual, to send out love, light and healing to all mankind and to Mother Earth. And especially to Japan again, being that they had another earthquake today at 6.6 on the Richter scale. And if we light our incense, that purifies the atmosphere, ready to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. And we'd like to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind all around the world in divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, the energies of the Man of Jesus, Magdalena, please be with us. Thank you. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we will ask that they close around our circle of love, light, and healing, along with our guides, inspirers, and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. We now have 22 therapists in the chat room of all different modalities, sending out love, light, and healing. Thank you. And we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Be
become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much. And our special guest is, of course, Heaven Blessed.
Thank you. I'd like to kind of go through a guided meditation exercise called Living from the Heart. Many people are aware or conscious through their ego state or mind. To move into a healing state of being, we want to become aware of consciously living from the heart. So, if you close your eyes right now, where are you? Where is your awareness of the world around you being felt in your body? 95% of people will tell you they reside in their body from the neck up, and they are functioning from their brain and consciously aware through their five senses. Keep your eyes closed and focus inward. Feel where you're resting within your body. Now feel yourself take one step down from inside your body. Keep your consciousness focused inside and move slowly and gently to your throat center. Become aware of the outside world through the center. Gently now, move your consciousness down one more step until you are residing in your heart center. Feel your consciousness in your heart. Be aware that words will not formulate here. This is a feeling center only. So as you try to analyze where you are and how it feels, your brain will keep trying to pull you back up the two steps and put your experience into words and analyze it. Just gently bring yourself back down and peacefully sit within your heart center, allowing the feeling to flow freely without words. Feel the consciousness of your heart and the radiating waves that are being released continuously. Where you are residing now in your heart center is your power zone. Slowly, step inside your heart center until you are in the very center of it. Feel the radiance of your central sun. This is the one energy that you've read about, been promised by religious texts and teachers. This is where we are all one. You are the instrument. You are the temple. You are undivided wholeness and are complete. You were created in God's image. Your power and harmonic balance come from your heart. Feel the light and love radiating from this core of your heart. Feel the light and love towards your family. Feel light and love of good fortune. Feel light and love of good health and emotional balance. Feel the love and feel the light move through your three lower chakras from your heart center and dispel fear, guilt, anger, hatred, greed, and replace it with love and forgiveness. Now, staying centered in your heart's core, feel this light and love pulsate through your body and outwards. Send this light and love to each person that's listening in and on this session. We are all one. This is where we commune with God. This is where your magic is. as much as possible day to day, this is where you want to live from. Your brain will continue to function, to analyze and record incoming data from your sensory organs, but your heart center is where your true power and wisdom are. Wake up, the angel whispered. Wake up. And the soul awoke and began to sing. At first, only a small, quiet note vibrated deep inside and drifted outwards. Then another. Before long, a beautiful symphony rung through the universe, and it sang, never stopping, I am. As we move into the following two songs, stay in the center of your heart and feel the healing state of being meld into your mental, emotional, and physical vibration. Feel the connectedness to all the other guests' heart center and send this light and love throughout your world.
That was the beautiful Smeaton Core. Thank you very much for that wonderful meditation, Jean Marie. If you'd like to ask Jean Marie any questions, please phone in after we've done the chakra closing. And to close chakras for the people who are meditating, all you need to do is pretend you have doors. Off the top of your head, go to that door. And down the third eye, closing that door. Down to the throat chakra, closing that one. And to the heart chakra, closing that one. To the solar plexus, closing that door. And then to the navel chakra, closing that door. Down to the base chakra, closing that one. Down to the feet chakra, closing that one. Just as much as you feel comfortable, but keeping yourself grounded to Mother Earth at all times while you're a physical being in a physical body. Bring the beautiful light from the heart of Gaia right up to the top of your head. And we're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put it into a pyramid of purple light as used by the Egyptians for protection. He's taking you by the hand, putting you into the pyramid and sealing to the top with blue light, keeping you safe and protected until next time we meet, until next time you meditate. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you to all the angels who will be in archives later for people listening. And thank you once again for that wonderful meditation from Heaven Blessed. It was beautiful, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Heaven Blessed.
You're very welcome.
Yes, that was lovely. Oh, right, so do we have any callers who are going to call in and ask any questions? I usually ask earlier.
If anyone has any questions for Heaven Blessed regarding her healing modality or any issues, perhaps, feel free to call in at 1-646-929-0461. 646-929-0461.
The one thing I would like to say, is the songs that are coming up, the Prosperity Chant from Karen Drucker. That's a good song to feed the joy inside, and just any time that you want to just take those two steps down to your heart center. And the more and more you do that, the more and more you can live in that state all during the day.
I love Karen Drucker. I love her stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I do too. She's got beautiful songs.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like the Jonathan Livingston? Do you want the Jonathan Livingston one first, or do you want Karen Drucker now?
Sure. Jonathan Livingston Seagull. One of my favorites from the time I was 13 years old on, and I played it continuously, and it just is a state of being to live in and just be free.
Okay, we'll go with this one right this minute. Okay. Jonathan Livingston, Seagull.
Thank you. sky, where the clouds are hung for the poet's eye. You may find him if you may find him there on a distant shore by the wings of dreams through an open door. You may know him. On a theme that is timeless, and the one God will make for your day. Sing is a song in search of a voice that is silent. And the sun God will make for your way. And we dance voice overheard by the soul, undertook by the heart. You may know it if you may know it. While the sand would become the stone which begat the spark, turned to living bone. Holy, holy, sanctus, sanctus, be. There's a page that aches for a word which speaks on a theme that is timeless, and the one God will make for your day. As a song in search of a voice that is silent, and the one God will make for your way.
Give this next one a quick spin, because we're going to be quickly running out of time if we're not careful. Here's Karen Drucker. Thank you to our special guest. You were fantastic.
What do I want? do I desire?
What will bring me to my highest good? What do I want?
What do I desire?
What will bring me to my highest good?
Prosperity.
Prosperity.
I claim it.
I claim it.
Abundance.
Abundance.
Is mine.
Is mine.
Love.
Love.
Flows through me.
Flows through me.
I feel joy.
I feel joy.
All the time.
All the time.
I can have it.
To us, Gary. Next week it's Gary's meditation live on the show. And thank you very
much.
Yes,
we'll be playing that next week. Yes, and thank you everyone for being here and for your support. I always love this show, and thank you for the co-creation. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the universe.
Yeah,
I love you all.
Fly in the family stone. I want to take you higher. Woo!